now here. Dante Scarnecchia here with us on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
Another big night. Not getting old for you, I assume.
This is my least favorite night of the week.
What is it? What about it do you despise?
I just don't want. I don't like being out here with all these people around. I just want to go. I just want to leave. I want to be somewhere else.
I want to go watch film.
Do you feel like you've got work to do right now that you should be doing?
No, I don't. I just don't want to be here. But that's all right. We've already talked that.
All right, so let him go.
I've been with this guy forever, and I was telling the stories to the other guy to the guys the other day. I said the worst part of playing when you couldn't make weight, and Dante used to weigh us in. Be me and DeAssi, and we'd be sitting there. Parcells like get his ass down another 5 pounds, and we sit there and we get in that sauna. Remember that back sauna?
Yeah, I do.
I like, test it. Dante's like 2.4 more, so we go in there 2.4 more. Finally get it off. I got the gallon of milk sitting there with about a dozen donuts, and we're chugging it, eating it, and then we're driving home later, and he's running with his. He used to cut his sleeves off his shirt. You probably still do it. You got the tank top type shirt, and he's running down Route 1 on the hill. I'm like, God, I'm like 28 at the time, and I'm like. This isn't the way I'm supposed to train. And here's this guy out there. And you left the game, you came back. I'm telling you, it's about as good as an offensive lineup as I've seen play a couple games. I know you've had some issues at the end of the year going back to Miami and Pittsburgh. But what clicked post-Pittsburgh from that second half on? Because it seems like you guys shore things up pretty well, run game and pass.
I hope that's true. I honestly think that we've been a good run team throughout the year. And I think towards the end, we been feeding Sony quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think we have all along tried to keep balancing our offense with the runs and the passes. There's no doubt about that. And because Josh and I and all of us collectively on offense believe in the importance of balance, and I think that's really manifested itself over the last month of the season, and into the postseason, and hopefully that will continue on Sunday. We really need to do that.
Based on what you saw from the start of this season, are you surprised to see the run game become as important as it has for this team?
No, because we all strive for that every year. We want to be a team that's able to run the ball and use our run actions to protect the runs and be able to get chunks down the field, all that stuff, and so we think it's all connected, and if you don't take that approach, then you become one way and one sided, and that really is hard to make things work.
Going back to Sony, is it tough for young guys like rookies to get the ball maybe only 8 times or 10 times? Like they want to touch it 20-25 times because that's what they did in college.
Right.
When did it really click for him? Because it seems like he's looking for contact now. Where maybe earlier in the year he covered up and get down. Where now he's running over safeties trying to. Busted out the backside of Connor seems like it's his back cut play.
I think that a lot of it has to do with he hurt his knee and he was coming off that, and I'm sure he was ginger and as far as getting back into it, and I think now he really has a lot of confidence in it, and so consequently you got a guy that wants the ball and gets the ball, and he's doing good things with it.
All right, so you hate this night more than the other night.
Right.
What does the offensive line do wrong that bugs you more than anything else? Is it penalties before the snap? Is it something during the play? What bugs you more than anything else
that
your offensive
holding.
Line will do? Yeah.
Yeah, I really do believe it's the penalty thing. There's no penalty that's acceptable, and we've had our runs of them where, God almighty, why are we doing this? Pittsburgh and But at any rate, I think penalties are direct result of bad technique, poor judgment, lack of concentration, and those are things we can't accept and we don't accept, and they're killers, and we've been all right for the last three or four weeks doing that, three or four games, and we got to be clean on Sunday. We can't play these guys from 1st and 20 or 2nd and 17. We can't do that.
You're a tactician, one of the best instructional coaches I've ever been around. I had you as an interim head coach way back in the day when I was nuts and you had to deal with me. And with Steve, your son, who's now here in Atlanta, was a young kid, liked having him around. Father's his coach, and that. He ends up being involved in a game of football. You sit there and you're in the same place for all these years. You're still coaching for the Patriots. You got the same house in Rentham. I think you still have the same house in Narragansett, right?
We do.
You're comfortable doing what you do because there's a lot of guys that are bouncing. I'm going to go take this job, that job. Hey, if you tied Sean McVay's shoes, you're going to get a gig in this league and maybe be a head coach. Does that bug you at all, or you just, I'm glad doing what I do?
No, I've always.
Because you could do that, you know.
I've been one of those guys that always believes that, you know, I'm very comfortable where we are. The grass isn't always greener. I'd have probably married my first girlfriend, but she broke up with me.
That's like a bad country song. The grass isn't always greener.
We could write that.
I lost my dog.
We could do that.
We could.
No. All right. So, but I digress. But I'm very comfortable, and this is home for us. New England's home, and that's going to be home. We ain't leaving. So our grandkids are there, and so we're just ingrained in that area. And lucky.
See that there's a lesson to be learned in this. You can lack ambition and still have enormous success. I think there's a lesson in there somewhere, Dante.
on Sunday, I had no clue. We've done a bunch of these rallies, and I'm the hem haw guy. I get me out there, get the crowd going and that. You go outside, and you're there early, and you peek out, and I'm like, okay, there's a lot of fans here. I brought my bags in to travel with you guys at 6 a.m. I said, I'm going to go home, have lunch with Amy, have breakfast with the kids and Amy. And, you can drive me and drop me off. I come back at 9:30, 10 o'clock, I can't get on Route 1.
I know.
I start to panic because now 140 and Rentham's backed up. Thank God the back gate was open by Briggs because I would have never made it. Were you shocked 40,000 fans showed up for a rally?
That was great. It was great. I wasn't shocked. I wasn't shocked because that's how they are there. You know, and we have a great fan base, and they're really very supportive. No, I was not shocked.
Last one for you from me. Where do you rank that? You've coached a lot of really good centers. I've done some stuff with David Andrews in the offseason. He's a different cat. He has one outfit that he travels in. It's always the same outfit. I don't think he showers a lot. But where would you rank this center comparative to other centers, good ones, really good ones that you've had?
All right, well, I can't speak for his personal hygiene, so I won't.
That's a joke. He knows, but you know,
I know
he showers. You have to
I think I do think that, you know, Dave's a good football player, and we've had some good centers, and I think that, you know, he certainly ranks right up there with all of them. You know, he's just a solid guy, smart guy, and they called him Boss Andrews at Georgia because he was the boss. And I learned that from a fan down in Houston at the Super Bowl. Asked me how Boss Andrews was. I said, who the hell is that? At any rate, you know, the kid is revered there, and I think we hold him in very high esteem in New England as well because of what he does.
All right, we appreciate it. Look forward to seeing the family at the welcome party. These never get old for you, man.
Yes, thanks a lot.
You're the best, man. Love you.
Thank you.